Hey, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will join us at 5 for the opening bell. And then you got Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up a little bit later on, U2 is going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree by doing a Joshua Tree Stadium tour. They're going to play the entire album from front to back, and we're going to talk about what bands would you like to see and what album would you like to see them play from beginning to end. And we'll talk a little bit about music. That's coming up a little bit later on as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and also your Wildcard Wednesday request, Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, you pick it, 312-981-7200. All right. You know, coming up is a really, really cool event. From February 9th through the 19th, you get a chance to see some really great plays at a discounted price. It's Chicago Theater Week, and you can check out chicagotheaterweek.com for more information, but we have a link on our Facebook page. It's a really great time to see a ton of plays, you know, at a really great discounted at really great discounted prices. And Chicago, you know, you've heard me talk about this many, many times before. My opinion, Chicago is the best theater city in the world. And you know, everybody talks about New York and London, but I really think that Chicago is the most vital and the best theater city. And having worked in storefront theater for, you know, almost 20 years and having been a part of the scene, it's great. And the fact that they have these events like this is also makes it special. And you get a chance to see so many of the varying kinds of shows that you can see in town during Chicago Theater Week. And to talk about it is Deb Clapp. She is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. And we welcome Deb to the show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Exciting. Once again, it's time for Chicago Theater Week. Tell us beforehand, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the League of Chicago Theaters, Deb.
Oh, wow. I have been the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters for the past 8 years. And before that, I moved to Chicago about 5 years before that. And I worked for, I first worked for the Goodman Theater, and then I discovered the amazing, I really didn't know, before I moved to Chicago, I knew there was a lot of theater here, but I didn't know there was such an amazing theater scene. I mean, it was just so mind-blowing. And so I left Goodman, and I thought I really wanted to work with some of the smaller theaters. And so I consulted with a lot of small theaters. And then this job came along, and I thought, oh, wow, what a perfect opportunity to work with the whole community. So that's how I got involved.
Yeah, it's a special, it's a real special community, Deb. You know, I worked, I was a member of the Factory Theater for a long time, and I was their AD for about 7 years. And
were you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
I knew you were involved with Factory. I didn't know you were their AD. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and did a bunch of shows with them, directed and wrote and appeared in, and it's just great. But, the, you know, being a part of the theater community is really amazing because, you know, I've talked about this, as I mentioned in the intro, Deb, the amount of theater in this city is kind of stunning.
Staggering. I'll tell you one quick story. I had a guy come in from New York, big producer guy, who had just written a book, and he was doing a reading at the Goodman, and we were sitting there talking, and he, you know, the League publishes this theater guide. We do it in the summer and in the fall and for the holidays, and he had one of these theater guides, and he picks it up, and he said, Deb, have you seen this? Have you seen how many shows are happening in Chicago? And I said, well, yeah, we actually published that guide. But it's really, yeah, people are really, really so impressed by not just the numbers of shows, but the quality and the kind of scene we have here is really different from anywhere else. Well, you said it. Chicago is the best theater city in the world.
Yeah.
I happen to agree.
Yeah.
But I also think our scene is just unlike anywhere else. What you can see in Chicago is so varied. There are so many different kinds of theaters doing so many different kinds of work.
Yeah.
And And the storefront scene is really unparalleled. Like the number and the quality of companies doing work at that level is, it's just not like anywhere else.
Yeah,
really.
I agree. I totally agree. And the other thing about it is, Deb, that you would agree with me. It doesn't matter the size of the house or how big the theater is or whether it's union or not. The quality is phenomenal. You could see a show with a house of 12 people. And then go to the Oriental, downtown and see, the Broadway and Chicago stuff. And the quality is there. It's just extraordinary talent working in this city.
Absolutely. And that's what, you can see, in a storefront theater, there's so, like you said, so much talent. But you can also see like this, the community of artists who are working in Chicago are working at, people are working at the, people are even working on Broadway touring shows and working at the Goodman and also working at a small theater like Straw Dog or Lifeline. Yeah. Or any number of theaters or Factory, any number of theaters. And it's really, it's a community like that. And there's not the sense of like, oh, this one's better because it's bigger,
right,
or it's union or whatever kind of distinction it has. It's really about the art form.
I agree. Well, tell us about the League of Chicago Theaters and what it does and how it got started and all that stuff. Now, for those people who have been listening to WGN for a long time, every Saturday morning, the great Roy Leonard used to have a hot ticks report. He would have a representative from the Chicago, League of Chicago Theaters.
We missed him.
I know, he was the best. And he would do a hot ticks report every week. But tell everybody about the League of Chicago Theaters.
Sure. We're an organization that really is, we're about Chicago theater. We're also run by Chicago theaters. We have a professional staff, but we're governed by all of the theaters that come together. There's 247 member theaters of the League of Chicago Theaters. And we provide, you mentioned hot ticks. We provide all kinds of services, a lot of them promotional services like hot ticks, which is half price tickets for all of the shows in Chicago, all of the theaters. And we also, provide services to the theaters directly. So we have an advertising co-op where we negotiate advertising rates with media partners, and then we resell that to the theaters. So they're getting a really good rate on it that they couldn't get if they were to go out and buy the advertising on their own. So all kinds of programs like that, professional development programs. In addition to hot ticks, I already mentioned the theater guide that we produce. We do a lot of showcase performances around the city. We have a presence at festivals, things like that. Just trying to really let people know about Chicago theater in as many different ways as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's a great organization. It really is. And how long has it been around, Deb? Can you tell us that? I mean, I know it's been
around for it's 38 years now.
Jeez.
I know. It's crazy.
My God, 38 years. That is absolutely amazing. That's great. Now, and you guys are putting up the Chicago Theater Week. And you partnered with who did you tell everybody who you partnered with on this?
We partnered with Choose Chicago, mm-hmm. who they're the organization that brings tourists to Chicago and conventions and things like that. But we partnered with Choose Chicago, and we do this. We call it Chicago Theater Week, but really it's almost 2 weeks. And it's a really, really fantastic way for people to get out and see shows. All tickets for Chicago Theater Week are $15 and $30.
Yeah.
So you won't pay more than $30. You might pay less than $15, but it gives everybody a really great price that they can sort of go out and explore.
Yeah. And this is the fifth year for Chicago Theater Week, huh?
Yeah. It's the fifth year. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, every year it's gotten bigger. This year we're going to have 125 shows. so throughout the course of the 10 days, and it keeps growing. We got two more today. Mm-hmm. So it really is, and it's sort of all over the city and in the suburbs, and really an incredible range of, the same as Chicago theater, right? You can go and see anything and it's all $15 and $30. A lot of theaters are doing other events, like people will be able to stay for talkbacks, and people will be able to attend other events because it's Theater Week. Lots of theaters are doing special things around it as well.
That's great. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some of the shows that people can, some really big shows that people can see at a discount.
Great.
And last year, by the way, there were 124 productions that were a part of this. They offered value price tickets during Chicago Theater Week. The 11,000 Chicago residents and visitors spanning 40 states attended a show during Chicago Theater Week. That was last year, and it's only going to be bigger mm-hmm. this year. Unbelievable.
Yep.
All right. Deb, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Deb Clapp is with us. She's the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters, who, along with Choose Chicago, are putting together Chicago Theater Week. And it starts February 9th and goes through the 19th. And you can check out ChicagoTheaterWeek.com for more information. When we come back, we'll talk about specific shows that you can see, how you can get tickets, and all that good stuff to celebrate Chicago Theater Week right here. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DeGilio on 720 WGN. Welcome back. Hi, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in. Any song, anything, any artist, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. And on our Facebook page right now, you will find a link to get all the information that you need for Chicago Theater Week. Tickets are now on sale. Chicago Theater Week takes place February 9th through the 19th. It's your chance to see an amazing amount of varied plays throughout around the city at discounted prices. You won't pay more than $30. Tickets are $30 and $15, and sometimes even less than $15. And we are talking with Deb Clapp, who's the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. And welcome back, Deb.
Thank you.
All right. I'm looking at just a partial list of some of the bigger shows that you guys are offering. There's Love's Labor's Lost at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's a great show. And you can see that that's going to be like, it's only $30 to see that.
That's going to be a $30 show, yep. Yeah. And I understand it's a really, really fantastic production. We also have Book of Joseph, which is another show. That's a new musical at Chicago Shakes I believe they actually commissioned a new musical. So that's a really unusual thing for them to be doing. And I think it's going to be really fantastic. So two shows at Chicago Shakes.
All right. And you got a show at the Court that's going to be a part of it, Blues for an Alabama Sky.
Yeah, Pearl Clegg's great, great play. Takes place in the Depression, and a lot of the characters are sort of members of the Harlem Renaissance movement. I'm so excited they're doing that. And they're also doing at Court, they're also doing, during that time, they're doing a Harlem Renaissance celebration. So they'll be doing all kinds of events around the Harlem residents, and going to be directed by Ron O.J. Parson, who's the resident director there, really, really great director. So that show promises to be really fantastic.
Before we get into more of the shows that are available, how can people get to, what's the best way for people to get tickets and get information? And a lot of the tickets should be getting in advance because, I mean, you know, for $30 to see something at Chicago Shakes, those tickets are going to fly.
Yeah, they are. Tickets went on sale today. No shows are completely sold out yet, but a couple of performances are sold out. So people can still, if they go soon and look at what we have. It's ChicagoTheaterWeek.com. And the shows are all there listed by day. So you can pick on the day you want and see which shows are available. And if they're sold out, it'll say so right on the website.
Right. Now, for instance, like these tickets are going to fly here. You guys are going to offer discount tickets to see The Bodyguard.
I know.
I mean, that's insane. I mean, the ticket, $30 tickets to see The Bodyguard?
That's right.
Wow.
Right. Tickets will fly. That's Broadway in Chicago, and that's a really, really fun show, a musical. I think it's going to be and you're right. Those tickets are going to fly. So if you want to see The Bodyguard, get on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only is it, and we'll get to some of the other plays, but you're also offering tickets for the Joffrey. So there's ballet involved in this. People can actually can actually come out and see a ballet.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, the League of Chicago Theaters, we're welcoming to all the performing arts, really. And, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, we're sort of, we can be a little bit siloed in the arts. And I think that one of the beautiful things about the League is that we really welcome all performing arts organizations to be a part of the League. And I think, you know, wow, the Joffrey, I mean, what a great organization and what fantastic artistry. And yeah, an opportunity to see the Joffrey perform for $30 is really...
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Game Changers is what they're going to present by the Joffrey Ballet, and it's at the Auditorium Theater, and $30 for that. You've also, the Goodman is involved. Tell us a little bit about what the Goodman is going to be presenting.
Yeah, the Goodman's going to be presenting a new play called Gloria, and that's by a young playwright called Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, and it's a really, really interesting play. It's a satire. It's about young, I think, 20-somethings and their workplace. And I think it's going to be really, really great. I have not seen it yet. I'm going to see it. I think I'll see it next week. But I'm really looking forward to it. And this young playwright is really such an amazing playwright a Chicago guy.
That's great. And then, of course, you know, also in addition to the Joffrey, the Lyric Opera is providing some discount tickets, too. And it's Carmen.
I know.
And in addition to that, we've got, the Looking Glass Theater is involved. Steppenwolf is involved. Second City is going to be doing a show as well. Timeline, House Theater. And this is just scratching the surface. Deb, 125 productions are participating in Chicago Theater Week, which begins February 9th and runs through the 19th. And it's all size productions, right, Deb, and all over the city?
Oh, yeah, everywhere, all over the city and theaters. I actually had someone call me the other night, and he said, I want to get a ticket to High Fidelity. And I was like, High Fidelity? Who's doing High Fidelity? And then I found that it's actually this theater, very small theater called the Refuge Theater, is doing a production of High Fidelity. And I was like, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, what an awesome, ambitious thing. And he was looking for it through Theater Week. And he was from out of town. And it's really, I think, you know, a lot of people, like, this is really the opportunity to maybe, you know, take a chance on a small theater that you haven't been to before, you know. Steep Theater, which, you know, a lot of Steep Theater shows sell out, and so a lot of people don't have an opportunity to go there. They're doing a show called Earthquakes in London. A lot of their work is by British playwrights. It's always really, really high quality, really great work that they do there. Sawdog Theater is doing Cymbeline, another Shakespeare, a Shakespeare that is hardly ever performed. And that's going to be performed by a storefront company. And they're, in fact, going to be in the Factory Theater space.
Yeah.
So all kinds of opportunities.
And now, before we let you go, you did mention people are coming in from out of town. There are deals at hotels during the Chicago Theater Week, and you got the Sheraton Grand Hotel is one of them, and there are other hotels downtown that are offering
The Dana Hotel in particular is another one that's offering special offers. You can find it on the website.
It's all on the website, and it's theaterweek.com, chicagotheaterweek.com, and we have a link, so to make it easier, just go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Deb, always a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on the Chicago Theater Week, and I hope you have a great time. It's between February 9th and 19th. Everybody should get their tickets now.
Thanks a million, Nick.
Okay, Deb, take care.
Take
care.
Bye.
There you go. Deb Clapp, everybody. Executive Director of the League of Chicago Theaters. The amount of theater in this city, the quality of theater, and the varying of the kind of theater that you can see in this city is amazing. This is a great way to take advantage of that at very cheap rates. You won't pay more than $30. All right, we'll take a quick break, and the news is next on 720 WGN.